We are reading Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 8, Chapter 3, Gajendra's Prayers of Surrender, Text 7. Didrikshavo, didrikshavo yasya padam sumangalam. Vimukta sangamunaya susadava. Charantya loka vratam avranam vane, charantya loka vratam avranam vane, bhutatma bhuta suhrida samegatihi, bhutatma bhuta didrikshava.
Those who desire to see the Supreme Personality of Godhead,
yasya, of him, padam, the lotus feet, sumangalam, all auspicious, vimukta sangha, persons who are completely disinfected of material conditions.
Are you disinfected? I need a disinfectant for applied through the ears, yeah, every morning.
Munaya, great sages. Susadavaha,
those who are highly elevated in spiritual consciousness.
Charanti, practice. Alokavratam,
vows of brahmacharya, vanaprastha, or sannyas.
Avranam,
without any fault.
Vane,
in the forest.
Bhuta atma bhuta,
those who are equal to all living entities.
Suhrida,
those who are friends to everyone.
Sa,
that same Supreme Personality of Godhead.
Mam,
my.
Gati,
destination.
Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada.
Renunciants and great sages who see all living beings equally, who are friendly to everyone, and who flawlessly practice in the forest the vows of brahmacharya, vanaprastha, and sannyas, desire to see the all-auspicious lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. May that same Supreme Personality of Godhead be my destination.
Purport.
This verse describes the qualifications for devotees or persons highly elevated in spiritual consciousness. Devotees are always equal to everyone, seeing no distinction between lower and higher classes.
Pandita samadarshina.
They look upon everyone as a spirit soul who is part and parcel of the Supreme Lord. Thus, they are competent to search for the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Thus, they are competent. So who is competent to search? Those who do the preceding things. Understanding that the Supreme Personality of Godhead is the friend of everyone,
Suhrida Sarabhutanam,
they act as friends of everyone on behalf of the Supreme Lord, making no distinction between one nation and another, or one community and another. They preach Krishna consciousness, the teachings of Bhagavad Gita, everywhere. Thus, they are competent to see the lotus feet of the Lord.
So who is competent to see the lotus feet of the Lord?
Such preachers in Krishna consciousness are called Paramahamsas. As indicated by the word Vimukta Sangha, they have nothing to do with material conditions. One must take shelter of such a devotee in order to see the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Didrikshavo yasya padam sumangala vimukta sangha munayasu sadava charantya loka vratamavranam vane bhutatma bhuta suhrida samegatihi.
Renunciants and great sages who see all living beings equally, who are friendly to everyone, and who flawlessly practice in the forest the vows of brahmacharya, vanaprastha, and sannyas, desire to see the all auspicious lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. May that same Supreme Personality of Godhead be my destination.
Krishnas Karaj Goswami says, the path is difficult and I am blind and my feet slip again and again. So may the mercy of kind devotees be my supporting stick. Svakripa Yashti, may my stick be the mercy of devotees.
Yasya prasadada gyopi sadhya sarvagyatam rajasa shri chatanya devame bhagavan samprasidatu.
May Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, be fully merciful unto me. By his grace, a complete fool can get all knowledge in one moment. Who is competent to search and to find the lotus feet of Krishna? Who is equal to everyone? And equal to everyone seems to be easy. We can just hate everybody equally.
Friendly
to everybody, yes. As quite a few people said, that I love humanity, but I hate humans. And means in an abstract way, like an idea, yes, I love the humanity, but every specific one, very difficult, very difficult. So, Srila Prabhupada gives a very interesting comment here. He's following Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur and other acharyas on Gajendra's prayers here. So, on Gajendra, the elephant is saying, may I also have this gati, destination, the supreme destination, the lotus feet, mangala, auspicious lotus feet of Krishna, who are attained by most respected people in the society. So, aloka vrata. So, there are several explanations. Aloka vrata. Whose vrata, whose vow, is to get that which cannot be gotten here in this world. Aloka, not in this world. Which cannot be gotten in this world. Aloka vrata. Who are avranam, who are not, vrana means covered, avrana, not covered by any fault. No fault, avranam. So, the acharyas are saying that they are those who are not so much interested in varnashram dharma, but they follow the Bhagavad dharma. Meaning they have a higher goal. Srila Prabhupada also gives further commentary that these are the three renouncing ashramas from the classic Varnashram Dharma, those who are interested in something higher than this material world. They are sadhava, they are kind, they are bhutatma bhuta, they treat everybody as themselves. So it's a famous golden rule, which doesn't seem to be so famous anymore. Some people are not so sure what the golden rule is. Is it? You know the golden rule of? Yes, that's what some people, he who has gold rules. Yeah, that's the golden rule. It's a joke, but. Yeah, they didn't know the. Some people turned out. Yeah, they didn't know the original. Yes, that's what I am sharing. Some devotees were saying, "What's so funny? He who has gold rules, yes, that's funny. But why is it so funny? Because it turns out not everybody knew the original golden rule. The original golden rule of ethics and morality was treat others as you would like to be treated yourself. That's very famous. Atma upamyena sarvatra, Bhagavad Gita says in chapter 6. Treat others comparing to yourself, as you would like to be treated. Of course, if you hate yourself and want to punish yourself, we are in trouble. Because sometimes we hate ourselves. So many people hate ourselves. I mean, Most of us have something that we are not satisfied about in our own selves. But here is another Bhagavad Gita echo, Bhutatma Bhuta. Sara Bhutatma Bhutatma, in the Gita, in the fifth chapter, we also say, he sees everybody, Sarva Bhuta, Bhuta Atma, as his own self or her own self. So a proper, perfect yogi sees everybody as their own self, meaning that they are kind to everybody, they are friendly to everybody. So only such a person, friendly person, can aspire to see Krishna's lotus feet. Can aspire, is competent, as Prabhupada says, to attain Krishna. Is qualified, has qualified himself or herself to attain Krishna's lotus feet. To embrace Krishna's lotus feet, to press Krishna's lotus feet to his chest, to see the footprints of Krishna's lotus feet, to actually feel the touch of Krishna's lotus feet. There are different ways to feel the touch of Krishna's lotus feet. In Vrindavan, you know that the whole Vrindavan is decorated by the footprints of Krishna. Yes, in the dust. Do you remember the dust of Vrindavan? How Vrindavan dust feels? It's softer than Johnson & Johnson baby powder. Right? Like usually we have for the mridanga players, Johnson & Johnson talcum powder. So Vrindavan dust is softer. So it's perfect for keeping the footprints. But in Vrindavan you have millions of cows and animals, so and monkeys, so they would usually trample upon and there would be no footprints. So they say that there is a secret pact, a secret agreement between all the animals that they will never step on Krishna's footprints, so that they will always remain intact to give blessings, to bless the whole universe and the whole Vrindavan. We also have, we have Krishna's footprints, we have the footprints of Gauranga, which combines the footprints of the symbols of Krishna and Radharani, mostly, plus a few special ones, couple special ones that nobody else has, like the Kamandalu of a renunciate. And they are imprinted in Vrindavan dust, and this dust is like a pollen. You know what's a pollen? Pollen? Cvetni prach. Yeah, like what the bees are collecting from the flowers, which is a super, super food containing everything and more, some people say. And this pollen is the flower's seed. So it produces new flowers, can produce new flowers. So if the pollen of one flower touches the other flower, then some fruit can arise. So if the lotus of our heart is touched by the pollen of Krishna's, of the dust from Krishna's feet, then it can produce the fruit of love of Krishna. But this pollen, this dust from Krishna's lotus feet is so powerful that even if it touches just through hearing, we just hear about Krishna's dust, the dust from Krishna's lotus feet, and already it impregnates our heart with the desire and with the capacity to reach love of Krishna. And love of Krishna is the ultimate, prema pumarta mahan, is the ultimate goal. The last few months I was in Ukraine in probably the second biggest temple or community. It's like maybe 20 brahmacharis, maybe 50 people read on the altar roster, maybe 1,000 people in the community. And I was a witness of a big philosophical battle between two stalwart old devotees. There were two old devotees there, and sometimes one devotee would go on the Vyasasan and would start saying that everybody will be able to go to the spiritual world if you just heard Hare Krishna. You just saw the devotees. And so many quotes are there from Srila Prabhupada. Then the other devotee would come and he said, don't be lazy. Don't be satisfied that, oh, I have heard once. No, you must work. You must make endeavor. And after all, it's not just, you know, becoming liberated. We have something more. So, of course, both are right. Both are correct. And I feel, privileged to witness such a philosophical battle, you know, on such topics. I think it's glorious that we have a place in this on this earth where this is a big, important fight. What is the goal and what is the method? So here, Gajendra speaks about gatihi, destination, the goal, where we go. And it sounds like the destination is to see Krishna's lotus feet. So have you seen Krishna's lotus feet? Yeah, I just show you Gauranga's lotus feet. Then we had the Panchatattva Darshan before, the deity greeting, yes, on one hand. On the other hand, have we transformed? So, have we been blessed? Because they are Mangala, they can transform our lives. So, sadhana is that which leads us to sadhya. We are doing practice. Sadhana is practice. So practice means practicing for a purpose. Sadhana means practicing for a purpose. It's not just doing something mechanically, repeatedly, again and again, but to do something repeatedly, practice to achieve some purpose. And what is our purpose? To go to the spiritual world, to go to Vaikuntha, to go to Vrindavan Dham, to see Krishna, or something else? So. Huh? Sounds like it's not a bad idea, for sure. Yeah, in Vaikuntha everything is very nice, it's very peaceful. No birth, no death, no disease, no old age, which seems to be a time for a lot of different separate diseases. Burijan Prabhu once said that somebody told him that after 50 you will have some place in the body that will give you pain. And he thought, come on, I'm doing exercise, I'm careful, I'm following some diet, why should I have some ailment? And then, you know, we hit 50 and 50 hits back. I don't know if you can translate. So Vaikuntha sounds like a very good idea. On the other hand, we see that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says that the Mathura dyer, the washerman, we usually call him a washerman. The Mathura washerman was performing austerity for thousands of years to see Krishna. And not only he saw Krishna, he was so fortunate that Krishna, when he entered Mathura, he came from Vrindavan, and he saw, it says that this washerman was going with a thousand donkeys, bringing clothes on 1,000 donkeys, which was freshly colored, very beautiful, good clothes, nice clothes. And so Krishna decided, okay, let me and my friends get nice, fresh clothes for the city. Let us get the city clothes. Elegant clothes. Yesterday I saw some Harinam from Australia, and I saw one devotee elegantly dressed, and I thought, maybe we should approach some of the big fashion houses, like, what is it, Armani, Dolce & Gabbana, and have them, partner up so that we could wear some of their brand designs, and then it's just their name is enough for something to become popular, right? Anyway, it's half a joke. It was just an idea how to Krishna's fashion is eternal. So Krishna approached this washerman and he said, dear washerman, can you please share some of your clothes? So what do you think? If, for example, you're coming, you're chanting japa in the morning, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, and then Advaita Acharya and Gornitai come from the altar, sneak out from the altar, and they come to you and they say, I'm sorry, can I use your kurta? Can I use your t-shirt for the darshan? Or you have a nice chadar, can I use your chadar? Would you give to Gornitai? Would you be happy that they came and asked? Sounds very nice, right? If they come and they, oh, can I? It's like the perfection of life for them to come and ask for you, for something from you. But this washerman, he said, you fools, don't you see, these are king's clothes. And Jiva Goswami says that this idiot washerman didn't notice that the clothes of Krishna and Balaram were donated by Indra and Varuna and Ananta Shesha and supreme personalities in the universe. He didn't realize that they even have better clothes. And so he chastised them. And then you know what happened next. Yeah? Krishna did a karate chop with his hand and that was off with the head of the washerman. Sometimes it seems a little extreme that the washerman simply didn't want to give something that was not even his property, and Krishna chops off his head. Sounds like a little impetuous, a little impulsive. Krishna can't control his anger or something, is it? But it seems that Krishna was not angry about himself. He was angry because the washerman didn't say, you fool, Krishna. He said, you two fools, you Krishna and your brother Balaram, you are fools. That was, in other words, he insulted not Krishna, that Krishna could tolerate, but he insulted Balaram and he insulted other of Krishna's friends. And that Krishna really doesn't like when we insult his brother and his devotees. Balaram also doesn't like when somebody insults Krishna. And then he chopped off this washerman's head. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says that rather than seeing Krishna, it's more important to develop love for Krishna. Or as Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur says, don't try to see God, act in such a way that God wants to see you. Nowadays they have is it a book or motto? Be so good they can't ignore you. Become so good they can't ignore you. Not that you are given some position or post, but be so good that they can't ignore you. So become competent, become qualified by bhakti. And then Krishna will want to see you. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says that when you see the deities and feel some pleasure, this pleasure comes because Krishna is happy with your devotion. You cannot feel happiness by looking at the deities if Krishna is not happy with you. And how Krishna will be happy with you? What's the secret? What's the secret? Exactly. So this is what we see here. Prabhupada repeats several times that you are friendly. You are friendly to everyone trying to preach, to share the method of salvation, the method to remove all the trouble, that you are kind to everybody. You're practicing Bhagavad Dharma. Bhagavad Dharma is described in the Bhagavatam 11.3.23. Bhagavad Dharma is mentioned many times in the Bhagavatam, usually in plural, Bhagavatam Dharman, Bhagavad Dharmas, methods. And the biggest list we find is in Canto 11. There's a question, what's the Bhagavata Dharma? How a foolish person who is attached can quickly and easily attain perfection? A very good question, I think. So then the answer, we have about 30 Bhagavad Dharmas offered. And the first are approaching the spiritual master. Jai, Shri Panchatattva ki jai. As Prabhupada also mentions here. We practice the first three things. Sarvato manaso sangam ado sangam cha sadashu, being detached from the material association, becoming attached to sadhu sangha. Dayim maitrim prasrayam cha. Guteshva daya tochitam. Three main first practices is mercy, daya, maitri, friendship, and prasraya, humble respect. So we see that this is the relationships with the juniors, equals, and seniors. If you see somebody is in a position that's worse in some way than mine, then we try to be kind. If we see someone, if we can find it in ourselves, can bring ourselves to accept somebody as somewhat equal, we try to be friendly. And if we see somebody who is in some way better, instead of becoming envious, we try to humbly respect and serve. Prashayam. So these are the first three Bhagavata Dharmas, which are mentioned also by the Acharyas in the commentary to this verse. So that's the method that makes us competent. This is the method that makes us competent to please Krishna, to advance on this path without obstacles, to remove obstacles, to be able to preach properly, and gain Krishna's pleasure, to be able to satisfy Krishna. Prabhupada says, "Love me, love my dog." If we try to please Krishna, what can we do? He is the husband of not one goddess of fortune, but of millions of goddesses of fortune. What can we offer? But if we are able to offer something to Krishna's devotees, then Krishna will be very, very happy. Krishna will be very happy. And then if Krishna is happy, then what else, what higher is there that can be attained? Krishna will bless our path and bless our advancement. And then we will be able to not just see Krishna's feet, we will be able to happily see Krishna's feet. We will be able not just to see the deities, we will be able to see Krishna's deities happily. We will be able not just to chant Hare Krishna, we will be able to chant and hear happily. Hear happily. Maybe even one or two tears will come from our eyes. Cold tears. Yeah, cold tears. Hot tears are the unhappy tears and cold tears are the happy tears. But even if hot tears of separation come, if that's separation from Krishna, that's also fine. That's also okay. So this is Srila Prabhupada's explanation here, that you be friendly to everybody, be kind to everybody, then you become qualified to see Krishna's lotus feet. And Gajendra is asking, please, may I get this blessing? May I get the blessing of attaining the lotus feet of Krishna and seeing his lotus feet, which are the source of all blessings. So now we have the Chaturmasya. Some people begin from the Purnima, which comes in 2 days, right? Or from Ekadashi, from the Ekadashi, which came the day before yesterday. both methods are acceptable and bona fide. So we have some very simple vratas that Srila Prabhupada describes in Chaitanya Charitamrita. No shock. You don't even know what shock is sometimes. no yogurt for a month or something. But you can take a million vratas described in different places. But here, some aloka vrata is mentioned. Vrata not for this world. A vrata for the spiritual world. And there are some of the vratas described that are extremely powerful. Like, for example, Sanatana Goswami, there is no higher vow than to hear and discuss Krishna Katha with devotees. Hear and discuss Bhagavad Gita. Mahabharata means Bhagavad Gita or Krishna Katha. With devotees. No higher vrata. Some other places, some of the vratas I mentioned is to do some act of kindness, do some charity. When I saw Jayapataka Swami's a few days ago, Jayapataka Swami wrote that I begin my Chaturmasya from the Ekadashi. Because then from the last Ekadashi, he does this Bhishma Panchaka. There are several versions to do it. And I decided to check what did I do in previous years for Chaturmasya, for this Chaturmasya. And I found that some years I had a vow. One year I had a vow every day to pray during the deity greeting or seeing the deities in the temple, to pray for some devotee, to that Krishna be kind to that devotee, that Krishna may bless some devotee. But I remember, sometimes I forgot. It's not easy to always remember to be kind. Or I found one year, it must have been a very good year when I was teaching some very good canto. One year I had this Chaturmasya vow to say something encouraging in Krishna consciousness to some devotee every day. And also it must have been too difficult. I remember I missed a few days. I failed. In my vow. It sounds very simple beforehand, yes, but then in the evening, it turned out that you spend the whole day, haven't said a good word to a single person among these wonderful, wonderful devotees who have so many wonderful qualities worthy of praise. But this is the qualification, you can see, Prabhupada says here. Three times he repeats, competent to see, competent to go, to be kind. And there are different ways to be kind, to preach, to be friendly, to encourage others, to try to help others, to serve others. And then there is it will be much easier for Krishna to give us the blessings, wonderful blessings, he's eager to give. And then we'll be able to meet him as we chant, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Elephant Gajendra Ki Jai. Auspicious lotus feet of Krishna Ki Jai. Very merciful devotees, Ki Jai, Hare Krishna. Any comments, any questions, any corrections, any points?
Are we come before the deities that we see the deities, or that the deities see us? What is more important?
It's important to please them. We cannot really see the deities. You can try to serve the deities with our eyes. So even the power of seeing is coming from the deities, from Krishna. So we try to serve the deities by bringing our eyes, loving eyes, not just eyes, loving eyes. So we are coming to be seen by the Lord, but even better than being seen is to see them with love, which is impossible if they don't bless us. So we try to serve them with our eyes. One definition from the dictionary Amarakosha says that yoga means to make impossible possible. So it's impossible to see the Lord, but we are yogis. So we come to try to do the impossible and see the Lord. It is possible only by His mercy if we find at least a drop of bhakti and try to see lovingly. Then that's service. So doing this is service. Ahindra Prabhu was saying also, even also chanting, that we are asking the holy name, that the holy name enjoys, the holy names of Radha and Krishna enjoy themselves using our ears and speech and heart. That the Hare Krishna enjoys, the Hare Krishna mantra enjoy themselves by using us as servants. So that's the idea, that we are servants, we are not the actors or meaning agents, the doers of something great. We are trying to serve Krishna. So same with the deities. So before entering canto 10, we are tested in how kind is our vision in canto 9, full of scandals. And then in the middle of, no, in chapter 16, 9, 16, 15, we have an instruction. Yada nakurute bhavam sarva bhuteshva mangalam samadrishtestada pumsau sarva pumsa sarva disha sarva sukhamaya disha. When we do not wish anyone anything bad, amangalam, and we see everybody equally friendly, as this verse recommends, then wherever we look or wherever we go, sarva disha, every direction will be sukhamaya, will be happy. We'll be happy in service of Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Nidai Gopremanande, Hare Hare.